Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Jill Duffy with Community Comment. For most people, thoughts of summer conjures images of hanging out with friends, camping, backyard grilling, visits to the beach and rivers, ice cream melting faster than one can eat, baseball and frisbee, and tending to gardens and harvesting one's carefully tended vegetable plots. But living behind the Redwood Curtain, we sometimes forget that the rest of the country regularly experiences temperatures in the upper 90s or higher. This summer in particular, many areas of the country are experiencing record heat waves, but not here. Once in a while, the sun will grace us with its presence, but most of us reach for a light jacket before leaving for work in the morning. And because we've had such a late season of rain and overcast skies, it's hard to believe that we are into the second week of August. August! The sun has begun to shift, and sometimes we catch that hint of the changing light signaling the pending return of fall and the arrival of our county fair. Yesterday was the opening day of the Humboldt County Fair, and for the next 11 days, you, your friends, and family can join in fair rides, horse races, exhibits, and livestock shows. For 116 years, the Humboldt County Fair Board has encouraged Humboldt residents to come present their best. Art, horticulture, produce, cooking and canning skills, beer and wine making, quilts, and sewing. County fairs began as a way for area ranchers, farmers, and families to come together to share ideas, demonstrate the latest in agricultural developments, to be with friends, and partake in entertainment and food. Today, the county fair brings back memories of the way that it used to be, as well as educating fairgoers about new things. But what hasn't changed is the dedication to make sure that visitors have old-fashioned fun at our county family reunion. There are plenty of carnival rides to keep your young'uns laughing and smiling, and the smell of kettle corn and funnel cake pulling us back for more. For many of us, we'll go watch the mule and horse races, especially the mules. My secret? Look at their times, but generally bet on the oldest mules. They are the ones who have finally learned how to run in a straight line. There will be all sorts of demonstrations, acts and drawings, swing dancing, a spinning contest, fleece to fabric demonstrations where you can watch a sheep be sheared and then watch the fleece be spun into yarn, which will then be woven into a garment. And don't miss Karen Quest. She'll bring a little vaudeville, ropes, whip cracking, and cowgirl tricks. Next Sunday, August 19th, is the Junior Livestock Auction Day. There will be a lot of 4-H and FFA kids on hands, and these youth work really hard all year to bring their livestock and projects to the fair to demonstrate their knowledge and proficiency in animal husbandry. So come out to the Humboldt County Fair to celebrate all of the things that make Humboldt special with your family and friends. This has been Jill Duffy with Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.